And this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, if you're up and you're getting going on this crisp, cool Tuesday morning, December the 8th. It's 7:36 a.m. It is the December the 18th. Yes. And you know what? For many kids, they're still in school, so school buses are still rolling. Parents still scurrying to get kids and school days, work days started. But we like to remind you every single morning to stay engaged. Make sure that you slow down. We had to do that this morning, especially when you're running behind. And you know what? When you're running behind, I have to say it every single morning, the only thing you can do is simply slow down. Because if you don't, it's going to be critical. And trying to get there in a hurry never, ever works. So this morning, if you're like us, I got to just stop, DC. Breathe in. Take a big, deep breath. And just slow down. Because you know what? When you're running late, there's nothing you can do but be late. Our clocks this morning were a little bit behind time. So we just kind of were running behind this morning. But we're excited to get the morning started. We hope that your morning is starting off to a good start. And we want to remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. So make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. And you know what? I know that when you're late, you just don't want to slow down through the school zones. So just slow down, get there safely, and make sure that you remember. Now, our son, and I know many schools, some schools are on half days. So if that's you, then that means that we just drop the kids off. And when you turn around, it'll be time to either pick them up or it'll be time for them to get out of school. So we just want to remind you that as the Christmas holidays are approaching, and I know that you know, especially those parents, that we're going to have to make some changes. So just, like I said, take a deep breath. Know that all is well. Know that whatever you put out there in the universe, it comes right back to you. So since that's true, just put some good things out there and tell yourself that no matter how the morning started, DC, it's all good. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to have a lot more to talk about on point. So we want you to stay with us. Know that the time is 7:39. Today is Tuesday, December the 18th. You're on point, everybody. And we're back right after this.
Christmas is a time of giving, and we at KAYT have joined with Billy Quinney of Rapid Rentals to bless some lucky person with a sofa, love seat, coffee table, two end tables, and two lamps for this holiday season. All you have to do is register at KAYT 5003 Masonic Drive or Rapid Rentals at 1905 Lee Street, or you can mail in a 3x5 card with your name, address, and phone number to KAYT 88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. In the spirit of giving, this opportunity is extended to our listening audience. The last day to register is Thursday, December the 20th at 5 o'clock p.m. And the registration will be open to everyone except family members or relatives of anyone at the station. The drawing will be held on Friday morning, December the 21st at 10 o'clock a.m. on the air. KAYT would like to thank Billy Quinney of Rapid Rentals for being a proud underwriting sponsor. God bless and Merry Christmas to all.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA. And I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, I am Rhonda Gallerson-Wade, Clinique Business Manager at Dillard's Alexandria. And I would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, today is Tuesday, December the 18th. It's 7:47 a.m. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the communities that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas with all of your insurance needs. For questions, concerns, quotes, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, for the best and most amazing gifts that you can find locally, Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Great gifts, great home decor. All you've got to do is visit 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. And DC, they still have those free mammograms. For more information, all you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, K-I-T-T-S, 318-487-1122. And McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just getting your morning started, just joining us, I don't know about you, but I had to stop, bring it down a moment. I'm sipping on, of course, my green tea. And yesterday was Momentum Monday, but I think that sometimes people need a little momentum on Tuesday, too. So right now we're working on getting our momentum going. And you know how, excuse me, things can happen during your mornings that will, if you let it, it'll throw your whole morning off. You can't find this or you're running behind. And so we want to just encourage you this morning, if that's you, then just chill out, slow down, bring yourself into a place of peace and calm. Sometimes that's hard to do, but just take a moment to do that and you'll find that it'll help your kids get off better. It'll help you to get off better, and it's going to ultimately help to make your day better. And so with everything that has happened within the last few days, I know a lot of people are still finding themselves challenged, still trying to figure out what to do, where they should be, how they should feel. And, you know, as we watch the families in Connecticut bury their little children, what it made us think about yesterday as we watched the newscast, like many of you did, was the word gratitude. And we've been talking about it a lot. And, you know, as each child's face flashed across the screen and we heard the president call each child's name, and then we started hearing the bios of those children, I started thinking that we really need to talk to our children about their greatness and the things that they add to our lives while they're here. And not only for our children, but for people that we love. And during the holiday season, it seems like it brings people together. But we're coming together, and sometimes we're coming together maybe for not all of the right reasons. We're coming together because of tradition. We're coming together because it's what we should do. But are we coming together in just love and gratitude for who we are? And so I started thinking about that on yesterday as I watched parents talk about children and neighbors or uncles talk about children and talk about what those children added to their lives. You know, we take life so for granted. And I know I can hear people in the spirit realm saying, Carlette, you're absolutely right. We take life for granted, and we take the people in our lives for granted. And so this holiday season, we hope that there will be a message of love and simple gratitude. And you know, I said this yesterday, but it bears repeating. We think automatically that gratitude is something that's given, but I think that gratitude is something that has to be worked on daily. And it took me to one of the favorite pages that I like when I'm searching the web and when I'm looking for things that are just simple. And that is a lady by the name of Sarah Bombronic. And we're working really hard to get her on the show. And she's got a page called Simple Abundance. You've seen her on Oprah many times. She's also been on Oprah's radio show and part of that crew. But, you know, Simple Abundance. And I was thinking as I was reading a lot of her information that, you know, sometimes we make the holidays so big and we forget that the simplicity of just being and loving the people that are in our lives and letting them know how much we appreciate them, letting them know that their smile is a smile that lights up when they enter a room, that their energy is electrifying. Whatever it is about those people that make your day, that make a moment just a little bit better, that we should share that with people while they're still here, while they can appreciate the fact that you love the sound of their laughter and that their laughter is infectious. You know, it just, when you hear them laugh, it makes you feel joyous. It makes you have a sense of, you know, joy and humor. And so one of the things that she talked about was gratitude. I'm talking about DC Sarah Bombronic. She talked about gratitude, simplicity, order, harmony, beauty, and joy. And I think it all starts, DC, with being grateful and really being able to articulate that to our kids. Sometimes, just like this morning, we get so hung up and so busy, and our plans for the radio show just change sometimes in a moment's notice, and we have to be prepared for that. And when we are caught off guard, something happens, someone doesn't show up the way that they should, or just things happen, and then you're running behind, and so you forget to be grateful in those moments, because then you make it all about yourself. And for me and for our family, I don't want to wait until something else happens, until another person dies, before we begin to share gratitude, before we begin to share love for each other and begin to compliment each other on the things that people do well, that you appreciate, that actually add to your life. And, you know, as I look at our son and I look at how different he is from what we were when we were children, and how much more mature and how much smarter he is than probably we were at that age, and his approach to things. And it's just little things like that we can help our kids with. We can help to build their confidence. And we got to stay engaged with our kids. We've got to know what's going on in their little psyches, what they're thinking. We've got to know how their days were. You know, we just have to stop and start talking to each other and getting your kids to engage. And I know if you're like most parents who have tweens and even teens, sometimes that can be a challenge, but we have got to find a better connection to our kids so that we don't have incidences that come up that are so horrific. And then you have family and you have friends that are left behind that say, you know, I never knew. Well, if we try to engage our kids, especially early on, and we keep them engaged and we keep talking, then maybe some of these horrible things that happen in the world will be averted. And so this morning, we really want families to think about gratitude. And then when you get there, don't just talk about gratitude, be about gratitude. Help your kids to articulate what they're grateful for. And so what we started doing with Deuce, we started, because of Sarah Bombronic, we started a gratitude journal. And it didn't have to be anything big, it didn't have to be anything elaborate, but just one thing that your child can be grateful for. One thing. You know, and that's how gratitude and the attitude of gratitude starts. It starts when you start teaching it and your kids pick it up, and then the family becomes grateful. And then as a unit, you become a family that is filled with gratitude, with those things that maybe other people can't see. And so that's really what it's all about. And then keeping it simple. We've got to take a quick break here, everybody. It's Tuesday, and it is a great day. You're on point. We're back after this.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna.
Alexandria.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork, now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is Ursula DeWalt, owner of Silver Maple Mobile Home Park in Ball, Louisiana. I'd like to wish the OPT listening family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christy Bergeron, one of the founders with Women in Wine on Wednesday. And I would like to wish everybody in the OPT network a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. I did, too. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for great gifts, great home decor, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. And also McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. We're going to keep reminding you, until those mammograms are all gone, we want to make sure that every single woman age 40 and older, or who has a family history of breast cancer, has her mammogram, DC. Absolutely. All you got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Why are you so laid back this morning? What's going on in your world this morning? It's all good.
All good.
And then we have a walk by this morning. We got Sharon.
Walk by.
Sharon Renee Fields, who scared the snot out of us this morning. We're getting busy. We're running around here. And then she walks by, not once, but twice. She must have something. Oh, absolutely. You know what? Anytime you get a pastor and a microphone, they've always got something.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, you have been a stranger in our world. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am absolutely wonderful, and it's a privilege to stop by with you guys. I actually heard you after I came by this morning to speak to you.
Uh-huh.
I heard you talking about gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my heart turned around.
Did that spark something in you?
Absolutely. Several things. One is initially, and you were talking about in relevance to reference to your son.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought about my daughter, whom is 16, at Peabody High School. And I thought about being grateful for her and how she is and who she is.
Right.
And the difference she is, like you were speaking of your son.
Can you see the difference in her than in you when you were 16?
Yes, Lord.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, Sharon, because I hope that it invokes something in every parent this morning. Because, you know, as we sat there last night and we were saying, you know, everybody is talking about the shooting. And I know it is on everybody's heart and everybody's mind. But what we said yesterday is that we're cup full people.
Hmm.
DC and I always want to see the cup half full. And so we were saying, how can we make people feel half full instead of half empty?
Yeah.
And all I could hear were the wonderful things that they had to say about every child.
Yes.
But do we ever stop and show that deference, that respect, that love, that energy for our kids while they're alive?
In the moment.
That's in the moment.
Challenge. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge, because sometimes we're so busy traditionally parenting that guiding that we miss those moments. And so I think the benefit of what occurred and what an evil force have meant for certainly the negative, what we have the opportunity to do with occasions such as this is to change that. It's real simple.
Absolutely.
You said, don't just hear it. Don't just know it, but be about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the way you put it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we just change it immediately.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about that too, Renee. I was thinking about what the devil meant for evil, how God is going to turn it for all of our goods, because it's a teachable moment for America.
Absolutely.
And Americans, and it will show us how resilient we are as a people.
Absolutely.
But then I started saying last night, because I talked to God just like I talked to you,
sure,
just in real time. I said, God, what about those people that don't have faith?
Hmm.
And he immediately said to me, everybody has a measure
of faith.
So everybody starts out with that.
Yes.
And we've got to grow it. But then there are things that happen like this, because we assume that where we are, we're in the, I like to say, the epicenter of the Bible Belt. And there are a lot of Christian communities throughout the world. So we assume that everybody has enough faith that in times like this, it'll break through. But we really forget that there are people out there that have not worked on their faith, that are weak in faith, and things like this happen that will turn them away.
Faith, first of all, dealing with faith, and everyone have a measure of faith. For me, it's quite simple. When I'm speaking with kids and younger adults, what I like to talk about is sitting in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit in a chair, you have a measure of faith.
That's right.
You don't check it. You don't observe. When you came to work this morning, you just knew that chair that
was
going to
hold me up.
It's going to hold you. That's faith.
That's right.
Period. When we open our car doors and we sit in the seat, forget turning it on. To sit in the seat is a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we all have a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
People don't walk out their house, and I laugh about Peter getting out the boat, walking on the water. Well, you don't walk out of your home thinking you're going to walk on water. You're walking on ground. That's faith.
That's right. That's
the
right.
reason why you're walking is because you know that ground is going to hold you.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone does have that measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
What if we took that same measure,
mm-hmm.
challenge ourselves, because that's what life is about, I believe. challenging ourselves to do better, to be better, and to be about what we believe. Mm-hmm. And so what if we take that same little small, insignificant, the thing we don't even think about, measure of
That's
faith,
right.
and use it in some area that where we challenge ourselves. Mm-hmm. That way we'd be better, do more, mm-hmm. have more, and especially with our kids. I expect my daughter to be greater than
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm. We do too. We do too.
That's what I cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm fussing, that's what I'm fussing about.
Exactly.
When I'm guiding, that's why, you know, that's mm-hmm. what I'm guiding her mm-hmm. about. She announced, I think it was about 2 Sundays ago, she said that she's accepted her call to preach. Well, wow. I was about to faint.
Wow.
I'm gonna be honest.
At 16.
Mm-hmm. She's 16. She's
Amazing.
A female.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the South. She's mm-hmm. in the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
I could have fainted. I'm just honest. Other mm-hmm. people were, oh, congratulations, and they were smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking like, I'm 45.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on this journey since around 16.
Wow.
And I've seen the challenges. I've seen the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with on both sides, males, females. And I could have just fainted.
But, you know, we are cultivating kids and youth that are different, that are bolder, that are smarter,
exactly.
that are more resilient, that are bigger, better, and hopefully greater than ourselves,
faith.
That have faith.
In an area and a time when we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at those six-year-old going mm-hmm. right there, and the 7-year-olds, what I see were a persons or a people who were just ready.
Mm-hmm.
They had some measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with everything in me. They had their connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I celebrate.
Absolutely. And you know what I said yesterday? I said that there is an appointed time for death for each and every one of us. And no one is going to really get around that time, that appointment. But what I hope is that we will begin to celebrate each other right where we are. And what God said to me, because I'm one of those why people, he said, our kids and even ourselves, we are not our own. We are not our own. Our kids, and that's why this morning when our schedule changed, sort of abruptly, you know, God said to me, begin to speak to people about celebration of life, about gratitude right where they are. And you know what? Because our lives are not our own, because our kids' lives don't belong to us, God has given each and every one of us the gift. Yeah, we're just caretakers.
Yeah.
And
we're
just
guides in life.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't own the life.
Exactly. And we don't own our own lives.
No.
And when we start to live like that, when we start to live each moment, it's like the song. DC and I were sitting here looking at each other. It's a lovely day.
Yes.
When I look over there at his beautiful face,
oh.
I really did. I did. I really felt it's a lovely day. I mean, it doesn't for me. No, I'm telling you guys, and I'm not stroking him, and you feel love.
See the sincerity in your face.
And what I did when that song came on, I looked at him and said, you know, when I look at you, I know that everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
You know, no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, no matter what the challenges look mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. no matter how high mm-hmm. the summit to the mountain might
Absolutely.
Be, I know that me and you together, because God said two are better than one,
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And
you
I
have
know
a
that.
Benefit.
I do have a
two
benefit.
Or three. Two or three gathered. You always have two.
Look,
and he's in the midst.
And then we got Deuce, and then he adds three. And
so
you know.
He's in the midst.
He's
got an automatic combination for God's presence. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I don't know. I just start to God bless. God bless. I start to relish those things that just seem small and insignificant, because really what I understand is that we were at my mother-in-law's house. We were looking at the photographs, because she loves pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at the photographs, and DC started naming all the people that were no longer be in the photographs this year, that were maybe in the photographs last year, or maybe 2 years ago and 3 years ago.
Wow.
And that gave me pause.
Wow.
From year to year, from day to day,
Absolutely.
From moment to moment,
Absolutely.
Who's not going to be in the photograph?
That's it.
It could be anybody.
That's it.
So why not? And see, with husbands and wives especially, during this time of the year, and I just say husbands and wives because it's apropos to this moment that I'm talking about. Love the people that are in your life right now. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late. I hear the music. We got to take a quick break. But we're back with just real conversation. You're on point, everybody.
Never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
Time is a real and constant motion. Always
I hope you dance.
Oh, so long.
I hope
tell
you
me
dance.
Who wants to look back on their years and wonder
I hope you
where
you
those
dance.
Years have
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down.
They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everyone. I'm Donna Caffaretta, the Marketing Director with Southern Heritage Bank, and I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a Merry Blessed Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get all the wonderful channels that you want, plus HD. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community and also the city of Alexandria's diversity in action. If you're just joining us this morning, this Tuesday morning, it's a crisp, cool morning. It's 8:22, December the 18th, and we want to remind you that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Help our crossing guards, our resource officers, and our school bus drivers by simply slowing down, staying engaged, and helping all to get there safely. But, you know, switching gears, and not switching gears much, we're talking about our children. We're talking about the sense of gratitude that I hope that we will begin to cultivate not only during the holiday season, because it's really easy for people to get thankful at Thanksgiving. It's really easy for people to get super spiritual at Christmas. And then what happens, and even Easter, but then what happens for the rest of the year? You know, but when we have something horrific like mass murders, and not just mass murders, but mass murders of children, it gives everybody pause. And, you know, the way that it is being reported, the way that it is being talked about, really at no end in sight, we're trying to give the most positive ways that we can begin to look at life and the celebration of life and gratitude for the people that are here, that are present, that we can say to those people, I love you, I appreciate you. These are the gifts that you have. And we begin to celebrate each other. And we talk about that all the time, Renee, that we don't celebrate each other enough. And then I've got to go to my sister friends, especially women. We can't find it in ourselves to celebrate each other enough. And today, as you walk by, I celebrate you. I celebrate your mind. I celebrate your intelligence. I celebrate those gifts that God will cultivate in you. I celebrate that.
Likewise. That's what I shared with you earlier. Listening to you speak of gratitude, my mind immediately went to your journey when we met and back in the Dillard's days, as I call it. But I celebrate that journey, and I know you're still on it.
Absolutely.
I celebrate because of you bringing a voice not solely to women, but a voice that says to women, you have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use it. One of the most powerful tools ever is when that person that God himself created to give life begins to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you say. Every morning I listen to you. You're the voice. That's my reminder. You're the voice that God created to give life. Speak.
Wow. That is powerful. But I would say this, though, Sharon, there are many voices.
Mm-hmm.
There are many voices that can speak. And what we are saying with this medium that we have, we want to share it.
Yes.
I don't want just the microphone for me.
Absolutely.
I want your voice.
That's the beauty of it.
I want the voices that want to be heard to speak.
Yeah.
Because I can truly and honestly sit here and celebrate all. And we make it our mission to celebrate people, to celebrate their
Absolutely.
Journeys, to celebrate their businesses, to celebrate their books, to celebrate their lives.
Yeah.
But what we tell people is that we can't know of every celebration. You got to share it.
Absolutely. And you won't know of every celebration. But I think what's important, and I think going back to what we were talking about earlier, gratitude
mm-hmm.
and what's been happening with the mass murder, suicide,
mm-hmm.
The blessing is those things make us think and causes us
Absolutely.
To pause and bring us to a place of no, you won't know everything. You can't do it all. But you give, when you're a part of the fertility process,
mm-hmm.
you do your part. And it's that part that you do that causes others, motivate them,
mm-hmm.
stimulate them,
mm-hmm.
get them on the move
mm-hmm.
to do their part. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing.
And I hope that people won't look at the murders, the suicide as, why did God allow this to happen? And there are many people that will say that. But what we want people to know and to understand is that God is not going to impose his wants upon our will.
No. Choice.
We have
freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice.
Freedom. Same thing with the United States of America, which goes to, by the way, that bearing the right to bear arms
mm-hmm.
when initially it was cultivated, when it was initially put together, it had to do with persons in days and times when there were civil wars going on, and you had a right to bear arms because you were going to be a part of the blue side or the red side.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to be a part of a for real war. And so we, from that tradition, come to a place today where you have a right to bear arms, and who knows who's going to bear the arms?
Right.
Who knows what they're going to do with it?
And you know what? I have always held out on this show that I and we are apolitical. You know, I don't want to get in the process. I don't want to tell people who to buy guns and
no.
or, you know, who should buy and who should not to buy. But I do think that we have to stir the consciousness of America. And I believe that children dying at such young, tender ages before their lives even really got out
Something's
of the chute.
Wrong.
Right.
Something's very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something's very wrong, and we have to deal with that. And I think it takes communities. We are going to be pushed back to communities.
Mm-hmm.
Come heck or heck, okay?
Come heck or heck.
Heck or heck. We're going back to the communities because we're going to learn the hard way. We cannot do this thing on our own.
Absolutely, and I think that the more that we begin to embrace community and not just what your 16-year-old is
yes.
gifted to do or my 13-year-old, but it takes the sum total.
The sum total.
And it takes everybody's supply.
Yes.
And an impartation to make the next generation great. And what people have talked about, they've talked about the shooter. And they've talked about, and there's been so much wrong information. But I will say this. God loves even the shooter.
God loves, period.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the blessing is, even when we have our children, we don't know the beginning and we don't know the end.
Mm-mm.
We're part of the process.
Yeah.
And so for me, you just hit it, the beauty of it all. And when we did the show way back, talking
mm-hmm.
about gratitude on abuse,
mm-hmm.
way, way back some
mm-hmm.
time ago, to come out, and as Monique said and myself said, we're the people who don't want to badger and beat up and beat down. We're the people who want to say, hey, you have problems too. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
That young man, problems too.
Yep.
Problems too. What's wrong? And when somehow problems are not addressed properly or missed,
that's right.
There's an end result to it all.
That's right. And that's why this morning's show, even though it was meant to be something else, it was meant to be what God wanted it to be. And so we've got to start communicating with our kids, whether they are mentally challenged, whether they are fully developed. We've got to start to engage and communicate. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
But I know now that I'm way down on your line, but the waiting feeling's fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string, 'cause I know how to do my thing. Don't talk to me as if you think I'm
a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because
this
is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. I want to
share. Christmas is a time of giving, and we at KAYT have joined with Billy Quinney of Rapid Rentals to bless some lucky person with a sofa, love seat, coffee table, two end tables, and two lamps for this holiday season. All you have to do is register at KAYT 5003 Masonic Drive or Rapid Rentals at 1905 Lee Street, or you can mail in a 3x5 card with your name, address, and phone number to KAYT 88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. In the spirit of giving, this opportunity is extended to our listening audience. The last day to register is Thursday, December the 20th at 5 o'clock p.m. And the registration will be open to everyone except family members or relatives of anyone at the station. The drawing will be held on Friday morning, December the 21st at 10 o'clock a.m. on the air. KAYT would like to thank Billy Quinney of Rapid Rentals for being a proud underwriting sponsor. God bless and Merry Christmas to all.
This is Dr. Gary Jones from Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, better known as LACBT. Now I would like to wish everyone in the listening audience from On Point Talk a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's still Tuesday, December the 8th, and it's 8:41 a.m. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle is serving Of Oils Parish. The number to phone for more information about all of your insurance needs, 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart and dedicated to such excellence. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay and play at Of Oils Parish. And also Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining us this Tuesday morning, you know what? Sometimes things just kind of, you see, go and do what God wants them to go and do. And I am sitting here having a conversation with Sharon Renee Fields, and we're just talking about life and gratitude and life some more. And during the break, you know, I was sharing, and we just have been sharing and have shared with each other since we have come to know each other about life, yes, the ebbs and flows, the peaks and valleys. And we were talking during the break about truth. Absolutely. And how truth can be skewed to the point where you don't know where the lie started and where it ends. Yeah. And so you lose your truth, yeah, i.e. the mask. That I often refer to, and I will never forget hearing Dr. Maya Angelou recite the mask. And the first lines are just so apropos. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It shades our cheeks and it hides our eyes. And when we talk about truth, there is no freer place than you can be is in your truth.
Absolutely. But what we were talking about on the break is how I think the most seductive part of the mask is that persons think that the image they're projecting that other people are buying
mm-hmm.
into it.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is you're only masking yourself. It's you're lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're hiding behind a lie in your own mind.
And I think that's the scariest lie.
Yes.
When you start to lie to yourself. You know, and you have no real sense of self-truth.
No.
And if you're a believer and you know anything about the word, even if you don't know anything about the word, you know that it's the truth that makes you free.
Period.
Period.
Period. Make you free. And that's because the freedom comes, Colette, going back to gratitude, the freedom comes from alleviating myself of shame, alleviating myself. And some people have masks because of what they're attempting to gain. They need to project an image for a certain group of individuals so that they can gain something. Being rid of all those things, being rid of the mask, is to rid oneself of all of those self-created imageries and necessities for all those different imageries that eventually becomes different persons. You're one person with 10. You know, just be one person, living your truth, living your truth.
And I think a lot of people haven't gotten there, but I think that in the wake of the mass destruction that we are seeing, and it's not just in Connecticut, we're seeing it in different places in the world, I think that, you know, and we were talking about the friends that said, you know, just 2 days before they had had a conversation with the mother and everything was well. Well, you know, when something like that is said, you got to figure that there's some truth missing.
Right. There was a whole lot of truth missing.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to ask yourself, have I, for me, it would be, have I really been a friend to that person?
Right.
What kind of person that I project myself to be such that they believe that they had to hide the truth from me? I think that's a very key element that we very frequently miss. What kind of person have you been to another person that caused them to have to hide or think that they have to hide the truth?
Right. And it's that shame. It is that shame. And we know that nothing good can come out of shame. And so as people are considering how they will celebrate and whom they will be grateful for and whom they will share that gratitude with, I hope that this holiday season comes with a lot of truth.
Yes.
Because there are so many family secrets and family sicknesses that are systematically tearing families down.
Yes. If we could make, you know, I'm just sitting here and, you know, thinking way, I don't live in a box, so it's hard to think inside of one for me. But I'm just thinking if today, just the listeners from today, could challenge themselves today.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be the person that that person can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Just think for a moment. Go be very rambunctious with your thoughts. If that young man whom had that gun had you in their life today, could you be the person that he could trust to say to you exactly what I feel, how I feel, trust you with his truth? Today, can we be the people that someone can look at and simply trust you with their truth and know that there's someone there who will listen and not be judgmental?
That's a deep, deep thought.
Can I be that person? And that's listening to this,
mm-hmm.
being challenged by you, operating in a spirit of gratitude. I'm grateful, number one, I'm still here today. I'm grateful, number two, my child is still here today. I'm grateful to have friends like you guys. I'm grateful for On Point Talk because you're projecting thought and you're projecting positive thought into other people's lives. And can we just be challenged today to be that person that someone can trust with truth? That means I have to live in truth. I have to walk in truth.
Wow.
And I can't be ashamed because here's the reality. Somebody else's stuff is just as messed up as yours was or is. So guess what? Let's help each other.
You
be
know
better,
what?
Do better.
I think that is the deepest thought of the day for me. And as you're saying that, I'm sitting and thinking, what would I have thought if my friend or my niece or my nephew come to me and say, I am having the thought of killing my mother.
Yes.
And I am having the thoughts of going to kill a lot of children.
Yeah. What would I say? Well, here's the reality. Colette, there are people around us every day that are dealing with those thoughts. It's not as far-fetched as we believe.
Absolutely.
It's right here. It's in our neighborhood. It's in our people. So
that is a deep, deep thought. While we ponder that deep, deep thought, let us get a quick break here. We're back on point right after this.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her amazing team down in Bunky. The number's 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number's 337-942-9939. And McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, if nothing else, we hope that it will provoke you to thought. And one of the things that Sharon and I have been talking about during the break is truth and real truth. And really, I think for people to begin to demolish the mask. Demolish the mask that hides the grins and the lies. And it hides our eyes. You know what I'm saying? And get into real truth. And we were talking about, oh, maybe several years ago, we had the conversation, Renee, about your truth. Yeah. And God knows we've had enough conversations about our own personal truths. But we were talking about your truth of abuse.
Yes.
And the challenges.
Sexual abuse.
Sexual abuse at a young age.
Yeah. Back to my earliest memory.
And being able to come out of that and not share that truth just once, but share that truth so that that truth will begin to open the door for the next truth.
Yes.
And the healing. Next person's truth.
Yeah, healing, cultivating, and the challenge of embracing those whom inflict the pain. The challenge. Yes, if this young man would have survived this shooting, then what?
Then what?
To change him, to truly change him, even his life, in spite of those lives that were taken. The greater challenge for the greater person is to be like the person we talk about, which is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Could I embrace that person?
Absolutely.
And so that's what we're talking about. Gratitude for me. True mm-hmm. gratitude is embracing even those that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. And for you all these years later, Renee, and I know we're wrapping up, but mm-hmm. you're just one of those people. And there are many people that we have met along this journey and many more people that we will meet. But I love the fact that you have always, even when it's been tough, been able to be open and honest.
Absolutely.
About your truth, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter.
Let me say, it costs. But you have to live in that truth.
Yeah.
With the listeners. Hear me. Hear this person plead with you. You're a better person. You are predestined for a greater destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins with us walking in this spirit of forgiveness
mm-hmm.
and this light and embracing joy. Get away from there are people who live and thrive on negativity
mm-hmm.
and spreading rambunctious untruths about people. Get away from it. Be that positive voice. Be mm-hmm. that positive person. You are a better person. Be that better person.
Mm-hmm.
And for our kids and what just happened, embrace that child.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, I'm going to say it, as African-American parents, find it difficult to hug, to kiss. And some of us wasn't
you
raised
so?
In that culture. I know so. I know so. I'm speaking of my culture and what I came out of
uh-huh.
in Alexandria, Louisiana, okay? Yes. So it used to be quite the challenge to hug my own kids and embrace them.
Uh-huh.
And I thank God for the practice of having a knowing little child that would never let you go, which was my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And she forced my son and I to start embracing. And now that's all we do is hug and embrace each other and pick on each other and laugh and talk. But that's not a
you know,
part.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Like that, Renee.
Yeah.
That is another deep thought for the morning.
Walk in gratitude. Live gratitude. Grab those kids when they get out of school. Embrace them. Love them. And listen to me. Listen. Love you.
That's powerful. Deep, deep thoughts for the morning, everybody. Find somebody, your child, and love them. Hug them. Embrace them tight. We want to thank you guys, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Love somebody else. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, a.k.a. David II. For David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We want to remind you that, you know what, love will get us through the challenges. And we are a resilient people. We just got to tap into that. And the reason why we wake up every single morning is one simple reason. It's to try to be the change that we want to see. And what we do know about change is that it starts with you and it starts with me. Thank you guys so much. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, December the 18th, and we'll see you right back here, God willing, on Wednesday, on Hump Day Wednesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage,
uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.